It's the gutter show that you demanded, the Thiago gutter show. Thiago Alcantara, is that how you say it, Ian Ryan?
Yeah.
Paul Cope, Neil Atkinson? Yeah, we'll go with Alcantara. Do you know what? I've realised that Thiago Alcantara, who's been very, very heavily linked with Liverpool, and that's why we're doing this Thiago Alcantara special, is a player who I've often confused with other Thiagos in Europe down the years. How many other big Thiagos are there on the European scene? Just put this to bed for me. Is there one in PSG?
There's Thiago Silva.
That fella. Yeah.
There's a Thiago Neves, I think.
Hmm. Yeah, I think Thiago means Terry in Latin.
Tez,
the tester. Well, we've covered the main facts and figs. I know you're going to be giving some more a bit later on, possibly, Neil, in our new format.
I've got some stats, but we're not going to do this as a video, so don't be worrying too much.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to firstly deal with what we know so far. This is one, actually, I've been tracking, as is my wont, for a few weeks now, because there was a few of those traditionally dubious sources on the continent, which say things like, this one, I don't know which one it was, Tutu McCarty, that fella, he was on about... What was he on about? He was saying, yeah, that Thiago had told his teammates in the Bayern dressing room that he was leaving and he was going to Liverpool for a new challenge. I think most of us thought a little more about it after then, but things began to be repeated on that front yesterday. Karl-Heinz Rummenigge actually said, I'm actually going to go and find the quote while I'm talking to you. He said yesterday, when it was put to him that there was an interest from Liverpool in Thiago, he said, "We've never had any contact with Liverpool. If he wants to do this, we have to deal with it." Now, you know, call me old-fashioned, but that sounds like he's saying there is something in this. And also top journalist Tancredi Palmieri, who people tend not to believe, but he has said we've definitely done a deal around the 30 million euro-ish mark. So it's sort of a strange one, and it sort of isn't, Paul. Are you choosing to believe this yet?